T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At approximately 8:45 this morning during a routine cell check, the suspect was found to be unresponsive. Our cell block attendants immediately entered the cell, began first aid, which included CPR, and notified the lieutenant to call for an ambulance. An ambulance and Buffalo Fire was dispatched and began CPR as well as cardiopulmonary resuscitation as well as use of a defibrillator. Unfortunately, the suspect did not survive the event. Currently, our Buffalo Police Internal Affairs Division, our homicide unit, is investigating the circumstances surrounding this. We have also notified the New York State Department of Corrections, as is protocol anytime a prisoner dies in our custody in any jail in New York State. We can tell you that at no time during the evening did there appear to be any request for medical assistance from the person, and our detectives are in the process of making notification as we speak to his family. With that, I can take a few questions.
When someone goes through central booking, what is the process? Are they stripped? Are they, you know, searched? If he was arrested for possession of narcotics, could he possibly have brought them into the jail with him and overdosed?
Good question. So when you're arrested, yes, you are brought into central booking. You are searched thoroughly to make sure that you have no contraband or weapons on your person. But you also undergo a series of screening questions. So you're asked about your psychiatric history, your medical history, if you're currently taking any medications. And depending on the answers to those questions, that would result in further screening or possible outside detention if necessary. So I can tell you that, again, he went through those screening questions and he did not require outside assistance at the point that he was brought into our cell block.
Was there any physical altercation at all or anything like that?
No, we do not see on any of the arrest paperwork or charging documents that there was any type of resisting arrest or use of force reports filed in this case. It seems to be a routine arrest that occurred.
Was he in do you issue him a jumpsuit when you take him over there, or was he in his own clothes?
I don't know the answer to that exactly, other than to say that generally we do not issue jumpsuits. People are allowed to remain in their own clothing unless for some reason your clothing would be taken as evidence in a crime. I do not believe that was the case. I do believe he was in his own clothing.
So conceivably he could have had something in his clothing that your guys missed.
Well, I can say this. We thoroughly check clothing. Down to literally with a hand search every single piece of stitching and clothing. So I don't believe that that's the case. You know, obviously we have to wait for the results of an autopsy to determine exactly what happened. But again, based on the information that we have at this point, it doesn't appear as if any type of contraband made it past the searching area.
Signs at the arrest of being under the influence of narcotics?
I don't have the answer for you at that. That'll be determined once our homicide detectives had a chance to speak to the arresting officers. I expect that'll happen sometime in the next 24 hours.
How long do you expect the autopsy?
I'm sorry?
Have any bail been signed?
Hadn't been arraigned yet. He was arrested late yesterday afternoon. He was expected to see a judge at 9:30 this morning.
How long does the autopsy process take?
I would think that the autopsy will probably be conducted by tomorrow, and then depending on the results of that, if further toxicology results are necessary to determine a cause of death, that could take weeks or months.
Do you know if he had any kind of a record that might show if he had been given naloxone or something like that in the past?
We don't have a way of tracking whether or not somebody was given naloxone. I'm not going to speak to his criminal history record, whether or not he has one at this point, out of respect for his family. I can tell you that, unfortunately, it appears at this point to be a medical issue that arose. And again, our cell block attendants did everything they could to save his life, immediately administering first aid, CPR. And it's just an unfortunate circumstance at this point.
Can you say his age one more time?
He was 42 years of age and from Buffalo.
Did you say his name?
No, we're not releasing his name at this time. We're in the process of notifying his family.
And was he allowed to have visitors, or?
No. In an overnight lockup, generally, there's no visitors allowed, only if an attorney needs to make a visit. Our cell block, just so everybody understands, only holds arrests for generally no more than 24 hours. So if you're arrested today, you, in the circumstances warrant you being retained in custody, you are kept until the next morning when you would see a judge, which is generally at 9:30. So he was arrested at approximately 10 to 5 p.m. last night, and this happened at approximately 8:45 this morning, and he would have been seeing a judge at 9:30 this morning.
So he had an attorney yet? He had no attorney yet to represent him?
Correct. That generally occurs at arraignment. You either have your own attorney or an assigned counsel is given to you depending on circumstances.
Did any other prisoners see anything amiss with him?
That would be part of the investigation in terms of who they're speaking to, so I don't have an answer for you right now.
Are there not routine checks?
There are. So every half hour, the cell block attendants do a cell check, as well as every hour on the hour, our lieutenants that are assigned to the cell block, and there's one on duty 24 hours a day, does a cell check as well. And it wasn't until the final cell check at approximately 8:45 this morning in preparation for morning court that he was found to be unresponsive in his cell.
Would there have been a closed-circuit camera that would show his cell?
Yeah, every cell down there has closed-circuit surveillance of it. There is a privacy screen over the toilet area, but every cell does have video. I know that our homicide unit has spent a good part of this morning pulling the video from the time that he entered our cell block to the time that the incident occurred, and they will be reviewing, you know, approximately 18 hours of video to see what, if anything, happened during his time there, whether or not he did something that was not seen by the cell block attendants. But again, this just appears to be a routine arrest that unfortunately resulted in a medical malady.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.